There are some losses that time can never completely heal, but even in the aftermath of terrible loss, we have an obligation to keep going. Denise Karabinas is a Honolulu-based artist and printmaker who lost her infant son 2 years ago and explores that sense of loss in a new exhibition called Nurturing Absence. She's with us this morning. Good morning, Denise.
Hi, Chris. Thanks.
What was the feeling that you most wanted to impart through this show?
I think initially when I was doing the work, I wasn't exactly sure what the feeling I wanted to impart is, but the work itself reveals to me the sense of helplessness that I felt in the face of my son's illness. And slowly as I've actually developed the series of work, I can see that I'm recovering and that I'm slowly healing through the process. And so there's a sort of a sense of hope in the work now. So if you can see the whole series from beginning to end to where I am today, there's a transition from very severe pain, desperate kind of longing, and then the work evolves. And now I am in a stage where I'm really taking good care of myself, and I'm having a sense of hopefulness for the future.
So there's some light emerging in all of this.
Yeah, definitely. I see that in the work especially. Sometimes it's a little bit hard to recognize that in my own day-to-day life, but the work itself actually reveals it.
Well, you know, it's interesting because some works of art start with a very clear intention. I'm going to make something that says this. And some come about as they are being created, which sounds like the latter is what happened with you.
Yeah, I think of my print work and my drawings as almost like a journal. So in the creation of the drawing and then committing that drawing to the plate through the printmaking process, I'm actually telling myself my own story. Mm-hmm. And so my own story doesn't always reveal itself until it's actually out in the world as an image. And so I think of it as a journal.
It sounds as if you're, in a way, your hand is being guided by something other than conscious intellectual decisions.
Yeah, it's definitely, for me, it's always the things that are going on behind the screen. Mm-hmm. So in my day-to-day life, I have to function. I, you know, go to work and I teach and I do the things that I do in the day-to-day life. There aren't a lot of opportunities in your daily life to express grief, to express sadness, longing. But those things are constantly happening behind the screen. So in the back of my mind, I'm constantly thinking about my son, thinking about my experiences. And I'm able to actually share those experiences in what I think of as a productive way through my artwork. And I can share and tell my stories in very beautiful and kind of appropriate ways that other people can absorb through the visual artwork.
Before there can be art, Denise, there has to be craft, right? In especially in something like printmaking, where there's a great deal of technique, and you have to be really immersed in the actual process of making that image.
Right. So as a printmaker, there's a lot of process that happens before the artwork is created. There's the drawing process that happens first. Then you commit that drawing to a copper plate. So we have a large sheet of copper, and we protect it with a protective surface, and then scratch our image, our drawing, onto the surface, and then mm-hmm. etch it in ferric chloride to actually commit the image to the copper plate. So there's a lot of things that happen in the process of creating the image. And in my case, often I'm cutting those prints up and then reformatting them into collage and into different formats. And so there's a lot of steps along the way. And the ideas that I have are often evolving and changing as the print develops.
But you can't change what's on that drawing. That's a fairly early commitment in the process, right?
Yes. The drawing on the plate is very committed because you're actually etching it into the copper.
Yeah.
So that drawing on the plate is solid, and it's there. And you can print hundreds of them. You don't just get one. So I make one drawing, but then I could print 200 prints from the same plate very easily. But then I take those prints and I cut them up and reformat them into all different kinds of configurations. I can print it in different colors, and I can really tell that story in an unlimited number of ways through the image-making process.
And yet, you know, that early, I'm snagging on the idea of that early commitment, because, you know, if you're drawing charcoal, you can erase, and sometimes there's a lot of revisions that happen when the image is almost complete, but you don't have that luxury, do you? You can't give in to second thoughts about the overall image.
In some ways, no, but there's really a lot of opportunities for the image to evolve. So although it is committed to that copper plate, and that kind of comes out of the printmaking press in one format, after that, it's unlimited. Even in the printing process, you can print it in any number of different colors. You can add different things to the plate to change the meaning. So that
can really make a change in the overall image.
Definitely. And I actually transform a lot of my prints into sculptural works, which is kind of unusual for a printer. I like to work in dimensional forms. And so a lot of times I'm actually wrapping those prints around a form and making it take a completely different shape.
Which is really an expansion of the original of the printmaker's art into 3D.
Yes, yeah, and it's a very rich terrain for me in terms of meaning. So for an example I could give you, I'm doing this series of prints right now where I'm screen printing onto paper, and then I screen print tiers onto paper, and then I transform those papers into pillows. And one of the titles of one of those works is "I'm Gonna Sleep on It." And so an image on a piece of paper of tears is one thing, but an image of tears on a pillow has a very different meaning.
It's also the whole notion of taking your tears and making them mean something.
Correct, yeah. So for me, it's a really rich medium. I find printmaking that it's limitless in terms of the ways that you can transform meaning. And in my own life, I'm trying to transform meaning. So from having my son pass away, I feel like I need to make something productive happen from that. It's such a tragic loss. And, you know, he was with us for just such a short amount of time. And now I want to be able to do something and bring that into other people's lives. And a lot of parents don't feel comfortable talking about the loss of their children. And so sometimes when I open up that conversation, it allows them to feel free to share their story.
Which is a powerful thing to do. Thank you so much, Denise.
All right, thank you.
Denise Karabinas is a Honolulu-based artist and printmaker whose new show, Nurturing Absence, opens with a reception Wednesday, September 23rd, day after tomorrow, at 5 o'clock at Brew Bar's Merchant Street location in Honolulu. The event is open to the public and free of charge. You can learn more about her and her work on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.